Now, Cola Call.
Yes.
My favorite chew. Just a pinch between your cheek and gum lasts the whole day long. Cola Call was designed for the patient who doesn't have a gallbladder. It's been removed. Now, here's some more stupid Western thinking. Okay, got a gallbladder problem? Let's just yank that sucker. We'll get your uterus and your tonsils while we're in there. Now, when I eat a meal, the fat content, as soon as the body perceives the fat, triggers the production of cholecystokinin, right? That then becomes the mediator that triggers contraction of the gallbladder. Purpose of the gallbladder contraction, squirt out the bile, which contains digestive enzymes, lubricants, alters the pH, does all kinds of good stuff to grease the channel, if you will, for the bolus of food that's coming through. This is a good thing. But I don't have one anymore. I was told, well, you don't really need it. It's bad. Stupid thing. It's just going to give you trouble. We'll take it out. Now I eat that same meal with fatty acid content. Cholecystokinin is produced. Contraction of nothing occurs. Now the liver doesn't respond immediately with increased bile production because it's not supposed to have to do that. There should be the bile stored in the gallbladder, which allows ready to go squirt, 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 and I will begin to increase production now having analyzed this meal. But I don't have the squirt anymore. Can the person who does not have a gallbladder ever have a normal gastrointestinal response or system? Cannot. It's not there. Now, Lee knew that, and he said they are always going to be behind the eight ball with bile production. It's not going to happen in time because the liver doesn't do it now. It can't. The meal has to be analyzed first, and it's already gone. The reserve should have been there. And so here's the patient who's going to need some bile acid support forever. It contains 235 milligrams of colensonia root powder. Well, colensonia is a long-used homeopathic remedy. It's a vascular astringent. Colensonia increases the integrity of the peristaltic contraction of the GI tract so that things that need to move can move. It contains 120 milligrams of purified bovine, divine bile salts, glycocholic, taurocholic acid, and others. This is what should be being produced and held in reserve, but isn't there. So an indicator, light-colored stools. That's that stool variation, but now there's a history. They've had the cholecystectomy, so we know they're probably in trouble. Constipation, inability to correctly digest fats, which may show up as steatorrhea, or lots of burping and indigestion with any fat content. The gallbladder may in fact be there, but now so filled with stones that there is no function. That may be one that needs to come out, and they'll have to deal with this. They could have been helped earlier, but we're not ready to give up yet. Gallbladder removed, obviously. A craving for sweets, oddly enough. Lee said often, the sudden craving for sweets, where it's not a psychological habit pattern, their whole life they've been sugar junkies, that can be an inability to properly handle glycogen reserves in the liver because of a backup at the gallbladder. The gallbladder is congested, liver backs up, now the whole sugar balance thing is off, can manifest as a craving for sweets. Now, what he recommended, and this one's a little tricky, 1 to 3 tablets 3 times per day with meals. Best to begin with 1 per meal and then increase daily to a maximum of 3. 1 per meal today, 2 per meal tomorrow, 3, then return back to 1. Here's what you want to avoid. You can get a biliary production set point in the liver. Every meal varies in fat content, so liver production of bile will be up and down. If you're going to take the bile salts, vary the dose. Like with a meal, varied fat content. You could, yourself, or you could educate your patient to ultimately determine how many Cola Call to take based on what they're going to eat. If it's a heavy fat meal, take 3. If it's a low fat meal, take 1. Like would normally happen, and it'll work very well. In this case, where the gallbladder is removed, how long will they benefit by it?
Lifetime.
Lifetime. These are the patients we want. 10,000 of them taking only Cola Call and Catalan. This will do nicely. I'll come in once a month, deliver the products, and go fishing. All right. Very effective. These are the indicators for its use. Really nasty tasting. Anybody ever suck on one? The bile salts are.
As a matter of fact, I do take it. I've been really curious. Every time I take it, I curse Stand and Process for not coating it with some kind of vegetable spray.
Yeah.
I think you might tell the Bois,
yeah.
Something like that?
Well, the bile acids are just that, and they're really nasty, and they make you just want to, you know, just shoot me. I'm not taking this anymore. The reason Lee didn't coat it is we're dealing with a response curve, and if he coats it, the whole point is bypassed. I need for the bile salts to be quickly absorbed to do the thing now. If I enterically coat them because I don't like the taste, then I defeat the purpose. That's why. And, you know, now that you know that, you'll forever say, okay, I understand. Whip me, beat me.